This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. All party meeting urges main opposition CP and UML to come to the negotiation table to resolve deadlocks in Parliament. Meeting decides to further discuss issues of MCC Pact. Vote counting of central members of Nepali Congress on the open category concludes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says it is common responsibility of all to preserve and promote culture and civilization. And Germany tightens restrictions on UK travellers to slow the spread of Omicron variant. Now the news in detail. The all-party meeting called by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has urged the main opposition CP and UML to come to the negotiation table to resolve the deadlock seen in the parliament. The meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata today asked the main opposition to seek their solutions through the means of dialogue and talks as the main opposition UML boycotted the meeting. Speaking to the media persons after the meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge said, the meeting owes the UML not to obstruct the parliament anymore, as it is the place to speak people's voices. The all-party meeting also discussed the endorsement of the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Pact through the parliament. However, no consensus was forged among the political parties. Government spokesperson Kharge further said that the meeting decided to move forward after having discussion on some issues among the political parties. Nepal Workers' Peasants Party leader Prem Swal said the political parties have views of forwarding the MCC only after making common views among the parties. The meeting was attended by all political parties representing the parliament except the main opposition CP and UML. The vote counting of the central members under open category of Nepali Congress under its 14th General Convention has concluded today. Altogether, 99 candidates were in competition for 35 posts of central members under open category. Nepali Congress Central Election Committee Secretary Keshav Rizal said the vote counting of central members under women and Madhesi cluster would begin soon following the completion of the vote counting under open category. As per the amended statute of Nepali Congress, a president, two vice presidents, two general secretaries, eight joint general secretaries, and 86 central members are elected through the general convention. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says original culture and civilization should be kept alive to strengthen national unity and integrity. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of the National Japu Day today, Prime Minister Deuba said, it was a common responsibility of all to preserve and promote the culture. The Prime Minister urged all to assimilate the ideas of cultural coexistence and preserve the festivals, language and culture of all. And the Prime Minister Deuba also assured the necessary government support for the protection and promotion of festivals, art and culture. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiwada has launched COVID-19 vaccination campaign for school children today. Minister Khatiwada formally launched the campaign at Hetuda Submetropolis based Bhutan Devi Secondary School in Makwanpur. The arrangements are said to have been made from the district level for the vaccination. The government campaign to vaccinate children aged 12 to 17 kicked off today in 57 districts of 7 provinces. And in case of 8 districts of 3 provinces, the campaign will be held on the 28th of December till 6th of January 2022. The Pfizer vaccines will be given in those districts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A total of 181 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Minister of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 9,872 samples. Likewise, 289 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, a person died of the coronavirus infection today itself. On the day of Margashir's Shukla Purnima, the festival of Dhanne Purnima, Yomi Puni, Udoli and Japu Day have been marked today. Brahman, Chhetri, Kirat and Newar communities mark the festivals as per their tradition. The Newari community celebrated the festival of Yomari Purni today. The festival is also considered as a food festival. Likewise, the people from Kirat community residing in the upper hills of eastern Nepal observe this festival on Mangsir Purnima every year as per the lunar calendar. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Germany has become the latest European country to ban most travellers from Britain to try to slow the spread of Omicron variant. German nationals and residents will still be allowed to enter from the UK, and they must have a negative test and quarantine for 2 weeks, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated. The measures take effect from Sunday evening, and France has already introduced similar curbs as coronavirus infections surge in Britain. And Denmark, France, Norway and Lebanon have also been added to Germany's high-risk list, and travel from those countries will also be restricted. The move comes after another over 90,000 daily COVID cases were reported across UK on Saturday. UK's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has said that Britain and its allies are highly unlikely to send troops to defend Ukraine if Russia invades the country. The Defence Secretary told the Spectator magazine that the Ukrainians are aware of that. And according to BBC, Russia has moved thousands of troops near Ukraine's eastern borders, leading Western powers to urge President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate tensions. Moscow has denied plans to attack and has asked for urgent talks with the US. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. All-party meeting urges main opposition CP and UML to come to the negotiation table to resolve deadlocks in Parliament. Meeting decides to further discuss issues of MCC Pact, but counting of central members of Nepali Congress under open category concludes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says it is the responsibility of all to preserve and promote culture and civilization. And Germany tightens restrictions on UK travellers to slow the spread of Omicron variant. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.